This last week, the latest supply and demand numbers came out from the USDA. And even though it'll be a few days before we know the true market impact of that, we have Kim Anderson here to talk about it. Now, Kim, even before this report came out, analysts were really starting to doubt that the numbers were going to be accurate.
Well, there was a range of pre-release estimates, and it's a relatively broad range. The general consensus was that USDA would probably underestimate production. I think it's going to be Monday or Tuesday as the market comes in, truly evaluates what the report said on corn, how it compares to their surveys, and then prices will probably settle out after that.
All right, now from a wheat perspective, let's really talk about the fundamentals that are shaping things for us.
Well, I think the big news on wheat is the 1.6 million bushels of hard red winter wheat that was bought from Canada, shipped down into the Texas-Oklahoma Panhandle area for livestock feed. The general consensus on that is that the elevators had forward contracted that wheat with the feedlots, that they could get the hard red wheat, lower protein from Canada, save their protein wheat. If you look at the spread between CEP and DEIS, it's 22 cents. There's just some storage for it income. And if you look at the protein premium from ordinary to 11.2, is 10 cents a bushel. From ordinary to 11.4, which I'm sure they probably got 11.4 or better, is 20 cents a bushel. So they're picking up about 45 cents there to store their wheat into December, and this allows them to do it.
All right, now let's talk about spring wheat. What's going on with that crop?
Well, our harvest, the U.S. harvest, is probably about 50% done. They're well into the harvest in Canada. The yields and production is higher than expected, and it's in relatively good quality. So I think that's going to be negative on wheat prices. At least it's not going to be bullish.
All right, so now as you look forward at the markets, give me your support and resistance points.
Well, if you're looking at the December contract, I've got the support at $8.70. I got the resistance at $9.60, and of course, there's always $10. That's a solid resistance line. If you're watching the September contract, $8.56 on the bottom, $9.42 on the top.
All right, good information as always. Kim Anderson, Oklahoma State University's grain marketing specialist.